Four other Republican presidential candidates were in Pella yesterday for a manufacturing forum at the Vermeer Global Pavilion. In addition to Senator Santorum, Representatives Michelle Bachmann and Ron Paul, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and Texas Governor Rick Perry all shared their ideas on how to grow manufacturing in the U.S. The candidates focused on the need for educating a workforce to meet the demands of today's advanced manufacturing practices. Gingrich says those on extended unemployment should be using that time to further their educations.
So I'm for attaching a training requirement to unemployment compensation. So if you get money because you're unemployed, you're also in a position to get trained by a business that's trying to hire somebody. And if you think about it, 99 weeks of extended unemployment is a two-year associate degree if you use that time to learn.
Texas Governor Rick Perry noted the ever-rising cost of obtaining a college education. He says there's no reason a four-year degree should cost more than $10,000 total.
One of the things we need to be doing is making sure that our universities are really focused upon how do we deliver these types of skill sets as cheaply and as quickly as we can. I think it's costing way too much money for a young person to go through 4 years of college. The idea that we're having to force these kids to come to brick and mortar to be educated, that's the old way of thinking. We need to be looking at online ways to be able to educate these kids to get the types of skills that we need.
Governor Terry Branstad moderated the forum, which was sponsored by the National Association of Manufacturers, whose board chairperson is Mary Andringa, the CEO of Vermeer.